I'm so glad we're diving into this topic. I feel like the modern home is undergoing such a fundamental transformation right now. It's evolving from just a basic shelter into this multifunctional ecosystem designed to actively support our work, our well-being, and our daily lives.
It really is a significant shift. And I think it's driven by a few key factors: the normalization of remote work, urgent sustainability demands, and a heightened awareness of mental health. Because of that, residential design has had to move towards strict intentionality.
Exactly. We're no longer judging spaces just by their aesthetics or square footage. We're evaluating them for their purpose, their flexibility, and even their psychological impact. And technology is such a huge catalyst in this evolution, though I feel like its role is changing significantly.
That's a great observation. The smart home is finally moving past conspicuous gadgets towards seamless, background integration. Modern domestic automation is prioritizing comfort, efficiency, and sustainability through tools like learning thermostats, circadian lighting systems, and intelligent water management.
I love that approach. These innovations really reduce the cognitive load of daily maintenance, which frees up so much mental space for residents. It feels so much lighter to live in a space that just works for you.
The overarching goal is indeed invisible technology that anticipates needs rather than demands attention. Simultaneously, architectural and interior design are being engineered more than ever for focus and psychological resilience.
It's wonderful to see homes incorporating dedicated ergonomic workspaces and acoustic treatments to minimize distraction. And I'm seeing so many biophilic elements, natural light, plants, organic materials. It makes the environment feel so nurturing.
And those features aren't merely decorative. They are evidence-based methods to lower stress and enhance cognitive function, effectively turning the home into a tool for mental health. If you strip away the temporary trends, you're left with three consistent core needs: adaptability, resilience, and connection.
Connection is so vital. Modern homes must feature flexible layouts that accommodate shifting family dynamics and career changes. But most importantly, they must foster genuine human connection, both within the household and with the broader world.
And resilience is equally important. They require durable, energy-efficient systems to withstand economic and environmental pressures. Looking ahead, I believe residential living will be defined by AI-driven personalization and mandatory sustainability.
It's almost exciting to think about. Future homes will likely adjust climate, lighting, and ambient sound in real time based on individual biometric data. It feels like the home will truly know us.
At the same time, net zero energy standards and circular construction methods will transition from luxury features to baseline requirements. The critical takeaway is that the future of domestic life does not require choosing between technological innovation and thoughtful design.
Success lies in merging them. When technology operates invisibly and architecture prioritizes human well-being, the result is a living environment that is both cutting-edge and deeply human.
Well said. The home of the future is already emerging, demanding intentional design that aligns physical spaces with how we actually live, work, and thrive.